Short on time? We've got you covered. Welcome to the 5-Minute Torah, where you can digest big thoughts on the weekly Torah portion in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy this teaching, please share it with your family and friends.
Parsha Bishalach, Exodus 13:17 through 17:16. Don't pray, just obey. In the beginning of our Torah portion, the children of Israel are faced with a dilemma. Pharaoh realized what a terrible loss he had incurred by allowing the Israelites to leave Egypt. So he begins pursuing them with a massive army. When he and his army catch up with the children of Israel, they are in a particularly strategic position. They have the Israelites cornered. There's nowhere to go but into the sea. The Torah records the reaction of the Israelites. When Pharaoh drew near, the people of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them, and they feared greatly, and the people of Israel cried out to the Lord. Exodus 14:10. The children of Israel were trapped, and they cried out to the Lord. And although the text isn't explicit, it appears that Moses followed their lead. The Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward." Exodus 14:15. What? Why does Hashem rebuke Moses because he prayed? Isn't this the response God desires? Aren't we supposed to pray about everything and before doing anything? Doesn't he want us to seek him in times like these? Isn't this the very purpose of prayer? Rabbi Yehuda recognized the problem most people would associate with this passage, and therefore explains the situation. At that time, Moses was prolonging his prayer. The Holy One, blessed be he, said to him, "My beloved ones are drowning in the sea, and you prolong your prayer to me?" Moses said before him, "Master of the universe, but what can I do?" God said to him, "Speak to the children of Israel that they go forward, and you, lift up your rod and stretch out your hand." Exodus 14:15 through 16, Sotah 37a. In other words, Moses doesn't need to spend time praying about the situation when he could use that time to do what Hashem has already instructed him to do. The Apostle John says something similar. "If anyone sees his brother committing a sin, not leading to death, he shall ask, and God will give him life. To those who commit sins that do not lead to death, there is a sin that leads to death. I do not say that one should pray for that. All wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin that does not lead to death." 1 John 5, 16-17. John tells his disciples, "There is a sin that leads to death. I do not say that one should pray for that." In other words, if we know that a certain person is struggling in a minor sin, we should pray for him. However, if a person is involved in a serious sin that leads to death, we don't need to waste our time praying for him, but should intervene in order to save him from destruction. James, the brother of our master, extends this principle to our daily choices as well. He says, "So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin." James 4:17. Some people who have followed Yeshua their entire lives still don't understand this point. We don't need to pray about the things God has already told us to do, particularly the things he has told us in his word. If we are continually praying about what to do when God has already given us his instructions, then we're wasting both our time and his. So if you're in a situation that requires action, and the right response has already been given to you through the scriptures or godly counsel, don't pray. Just obey.
Are you enjoying the 5-Minute Torah podcast? Want to share these 5 minutes of Torah with others? Please help spread the word by liking, sharing, and reviewing this podcast. You can also grab the printed version of Volume 1 or Volume 2 from Amazon. Perfect as a gift or for your Shabbat table. 5-Minute Torah. We've got you covered.